little bit of DeBussy now. A little prelude there from Claude Debussy. Katrina Ryan is in there and she's playing the flute. And you think to yourself, well, that's very good. Now, the other thing about Katrina Ryan is she's here with me. And you was the flute section leader of the National Symphony Orchestra. Have I got that right?
That's the official term.
That's the official term. Okay.
Everyone says section principal or principal
yeah,
flute.
Right.
First
now,
flute.
We've had the fourth flute. I've been called that
Stop
too
it,
over
I'm
the
sure.
years. But listen, there are people trying to figure out what the story is. Our pal Darren said to me earlier on, because we were trying to figure out a flutist or a flautist,
I
right?
I heard this.
He said, James Gowie said he's not a flautist or a flutist. He's a flute player.
Well,
right?
Yeah, he's right. You know, we do have this argument. When I hear flutist, I always think American flute player.
Yes.
And flautist, I tend to think British flute player.
Do you?
But, and I don't know what it is. Anyone else in the English-speaking world, if we're not American, if we're not British, we sort of take our pick, and flute player is the safe bet.
Flute player.
But if you think about it, French people also say flutiste. So,
flutist,
you know,
yeah, as yeah. a flautist.
Flutiste. Because they say flute. Yeah, yeah I yeah. don't know. But we well, tend to say flute player.
And our pal Francis Larrigan from Loughrea, Georgia Street, like you, I checked with Google and it's the North American version.
There you go.
Yeah. Or the flute player, whereas the rest of the English-speaking world say flautist.
Yeah, it's
anyway,
become much more
you,
common to say flute.
It's the instrument of choice.
It is.
That's the important thing that you
yeah.
play, which is terrific. And you have an event coming up that you're a part of on Friday for International Women's Day.
I do. Well, I often have Friday events. We have Friday yeah. concerts every week.
No, you do.
With the
but
National
particularly
Symphony Orchestra,
but of interest this week.
Yeah, I have to step out the front, Marty. It's a bit...
How do you feel about that?
It's scary. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it's a different mindset, you know?
Is it though? Because, you see, the ability and the talent exists and it's there anyway. So, and you're surrounded by colleagues and pals.
True.
So
it is like a family.
You've still got that.
You do have that. But it's a very specific career. Playing,
yes.
Sitting in the middle of an orchestra, playing a flute, even the way you project, the way you play, you're worried about, not worried about, but you're thinking about blending with all the other sounds and all the other instruments all
of
the
course,
time. And sometimes you're not important at all. Sometimes you're very important. In this case,
Yeah. You are the focal point, so it is a huge mindset shift.
It is going to be
a good one.
It's going to be terrific. Will you have any family or friends coming along?
My mum is coming, and my husband's coming.
Yeah, so. Well, I think that's part and parcel of the joy of an event like that, where you're getting the chance to shine. You're there anyway, and people know. But here's a special moment. I think that's terrific. You
know? I know. I said to my mum, she's listening, Carmel Ryan. Hi, mum.
Where's Carmel?
She's in Dundrum, far away at all.
That's right. Okay, hello, Carmel.
And I said to her that I was doing it, and she went, "Oh no." She said, "Oh."
Oh no! What, the radio or the concert?
No. She said, "Oh, I'd be so worried for you." And you know, my husband would have, anyone who cares about you would have the same initial reaction. But then she immediately changed back and said, "No, I'd be very proud of you." Which
well, exactly.
Very nice.
And the other thing is, you have been with Symphony Orchestra a little while.
A little longer than I'd care to mention, Marty.
Yes, you know, clearly went in as a primary school
toddler.
But of course, you play with the National Symphony Orchestra, but you also have other things to your bow. You also teach and stuff, don't you?
I do. I teach. Yeah. I teach in the Artain School of Music, as it happens.
Do
and
you?
I do. Yeah.
You travel Northside.
I know. I got my inoculations. I'm all right. sorry about that, everyone.
It's too late now.
No, I love teaching there. I love teaching beginners, actually. I really enjoy teaching little kids. Yeah, I know. Everyone presumes I teach third level, conservatoire level, and I examine.
Well,
you do examine.
That's right. Yeah.
But I don't. I prefer to teach little kids, yeah.
And is that because you're trying to instill an enthusiasm in them, or is it?
Maybe it's because I don't have children myself. I don't know.
Right.
It could be that. It could be partly that.
And
but
you
I just
give these back. Which is quite good.
There is that element.
There is that, yeah.
No, but they're so entertaining, and I just love the challenge of that. You know, some kids, depending on their mouth, or their teeth, or their jaw, will find it very easy. And in fact, I brought a headwind along, if you'd like to have
a
go yourself. This is the top part of the flute. As I say to the kids, the flute is just like us. It's a lovely long instrument, but it separates into three sections.
Right.
It's got a head, it's got a body, and it's got a foot.
Okay.
Just like us.
Yeah.
And the head joint is the part that makes the sound. So I bought a heavily sanitised one, which I've just re-sanitised, if you care to try to make a sound on air.
Here's what I washed earlier, seems to be the phrase.
What do you think? How do you feel?
Yeah, of course. I've never played the flute. Well, now, hang on.
Okay.
I have a pet hate of the recorder, which I've always had a
thing. I started on recorder.
No, I know
you did. Nothing
I'm
against
sure you
it.
Did. Yeah, because everybody did, if you will, and then you move on.
Yeah.
But it was just the sound of like 20 of them.
No. That's the difficulty.
But
they're not going to be in tune with each other. Actually, what it is, you have a very sensitive ear, Marty.
Is that what it is?
Yes,
that must be why I'm in
the
here.
So if you cover one end with
you cover
your
one
right
end.
Hand,
you cover
turn it the other way around.
You fit, what?
Turn it the other way
We've
around.
We've no cameras here, so I can.
There we go. And you cover
right.
the end.
Oh, now, why are you telling me to do that? Why?
Because otherwise it's quite hard to get the initial note, because it will be higher.
Okay.
Okay, so you have a lovely little nook underneath your bottom lip.
I didn't realise.
See here?
I do, yeah.
And I'm going to... Can I come close?
Now, yes. I have to explain, ladies and gentlemen, that Katrina's coming around behind me and I have no idea what's about to happen.
Okay, I'm just going to change this. So you put this up under your bottom lip in that little nook and I'll just change the angle of it slightly.
Okay.
Okay, I can't see as the front...
So in other words, I'm not blowing into it.
No! Let me just move it. So there's a hole here and it needs to be sort of in the centre. Yeah,
right.
So it's... Now... In your youth, I'm sure you blew across the top of a bottle to make.
Yes, I did.
It's the same concept.
Oh, I don't believe it.
He's an actor.
Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull, watch out.
You're an
actual. Oh, wait, now it's gone.
It's where you put it. It's the positioning.
Now,
have
I lost the position?
Marty.
This is now, ladies and gentlemen. This is very fascinating. Stay with us while we attempt to do this properly.
So it's below your lip is the important part. So I've just sanitized my hand, so don't worry. In the centre, put this down a bit.
Yeah.
And then try blowing across, just like blowing across the top of a bottle. Down a bit. Blow down a bit.
I feel that I've peaked.
You have peaked.
I feel I peaked.
It would be wonderful if you get a sound again.
Sit down, will you?
If you get a sound again, take your hand off the end of the flute and you'll get a higher note.
Yeah, but I'm getting no note now.
You will.
Oh.
You can feel the vibration when it's starting to make a sound.
I feel like I'm in Machu Picchu. The bottom of Machu Picchu in Peru trying to get a sound.
We'll
do that in a minute. That's quite a technique.
It is. It uses a lot of air as well. People don't realise because you're splitting the air on the other side of that embouchure hole. So it's half the air goes into the room and does nothing.
And
we have to get the COVID people in to spray the room afterwards. But
of course, are you super fit now because of this and what you have to do in terms of breathing and technique?
Your lungs are pretty well developed. It uses as much air as a tuba player would.
You're joking.
People never realise that, yeah.
So it's, yeah, and, I'm always giving my woodwind colleagues a hard time saying, I have to work much harder than you with their tiny reeds.
To compete with them. Mm. It's do you swim? Do you do, like, are there things that you do for exercise?
A lot of wind players swim a lot. I don't personally swim lately. I haven't swum with COVID and stuff.
Okay, sure.
I had that habit and I haven't got back into it.
But that's really important that you have that.
Walking, running, and other people keep fit. I mean, it keeps you fit on its own, to be perfectly honest.
I'm sure it does.
Lung-wise, anyway.
Beautiful thing.
Well done.
You started with recorder?
I started with recorder. Yeah, Most people start with recorder or tin whistle on wind instruments. And then, and thank God for the schools that do that, because otherwise a lot of us wouldn't be musicians at all.
That's very true.
And then went on to start, I think it was 10.
Right.
Maybe nearly 11 when I started the flute. Because you play sideways, your hands have to be able to hold the instrument. So they make wonderful flutes now that curve at the head joint so that little kids can start younger.
Brilliant, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And did you always think that this would be what you would do in life, that this would be your thing?
Well, I'm a little bit unusual as a flute player in that I heard an orchestra, and that was that I wanted to play the flute in an orchestra. In fact, I didn't even play the flute at that point.
Really?
I just wanted to play in an orchestra.
Really?
Yeah.
And this was your chosen instrument, so therefore that
Well, yeah, I think I told you about that the last time I was here with you, but it was a long story involving a monk from Fenstall Abbey, whom I also...
Go on, tell us again.
Always. He needed music. We had a new parish. Our parish was split in two, and he needed music for the church and went around knocking on doors... names he got from the Girl Guide leader, looking for my sister, who played guitar. And she, for whatever reason, didn't want to do it. And Mum was closing the door and she said, do you want, the little one plays recorder. Sure, that's not what you're looking for at all. And he said, oh, please, please. Cut a very, very long story short. I went, along with lots of other little kids and adults playing guitars and accordions. And he sort of kept saying to my parents afterwards, I think she has something and you should get her to play a proper instrument. So recorder players wouldn't like that. But so it really is down to him, Fintan.
Isn't that
Patrick Lyons.
Fabulous.
Fintan and Glenstone.
I still think that's a great story. Hang on. I'm close, but not close enough.
I'd love to say you can keep it, but...
You don't want it back now.
No, it's not that.
So listen, on the night, which is Friday, our own
Friday.
Paul Herriot will be...
Friday the
4th. Friday, yeah.
Good old Paul.
Paul will be doing the RT.
He was worried he wouldn't
business.
Be doing it because it was for International Women's Day.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
He is.
Be lost without
Thank
him.
God.
He's right for the
He's amazing. He does it all from memory.
So now you're doing... Yeah. But this is the thing.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, I didn't realise that for
and
a very long time.
And he's very easy with it. Like, he's terrific.
It's a skill, isn't it?
He's a good guy. Now, tell us about the music that's going to be on the night, because there's a lot of fine music.
You're
celebrating women.
I feel like a little bit of a fraud, because I won't be in the rest of the programme. It's all female composers, obviously, and we have Ina Boyle in there, the great Irish composer. I believe it's a really beautiful piece, The Magic Harp. I don't know much about it. We have music by Fanny Mendelssohn, she wrote a wonderful symphony. We played it over lockdown in the National Symphony Orchestra. We were streaming concerts, that symphony was played by a lot of orchestras because the orchestration was kind of smaller, relatively smaller. It was possible to still play. We have a great selection. Mariana Martinez, Joan Tower, really interesting American composer, very exciting sort of percussive writing. Caroline Shaw, it's an entr'acte for strings, and Anna Klein's Masquerade. I think we've had some programme changes. I'm not sure if this is the final programme because with Brexit and things. Chaminade is still on, thank goodness, because that's the piece I'm playing.
It's good job, because I have it lined up.
Beautiful. Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Is it me?
was a bit nice.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, that is absolutely stunning.
It's such a great piece.
Written by Cécile Chaminade. That's the concertina for flute. And it's you.
It's me. That was me.
And
live.
You will be doing that on Friday night.
It's nice to hear myself and remind myself I can do it. It's great.
You should bring the recording with you in case anything's slightly iffy. The idea of, we were chatting away while that was on as well, because the idea of standing out front as opposed to being in the body of the orchestra is quite different for you on the night.
It is, especially the cadenza when you're suddenly on your own, which is, you know, so alien for someone who's used to being surrounded by
other
people playing.
I know, but it'll be wonderful. Come on, it'll be wonderful. Hopefully. Somebody has said, Dave H.
Oh, Dave Howran.
Katrina's adult students. She's a brilliant teacher and a lady.
Oh, how kind. Well, he's a gentleman too.
Yeah, well,
thank you, Dave.
But that's nice. So listen, it's Friday night.
It's 7:30.
For International Women's Day. You're back on Tuesday NCH.
The NSO, we're doing two concerts for International Women's Day. Friday is the first one, 7:30 p.m. and Tuesday also 7:30 p.m. Another totally different programme.
Totally different.
Yeah, a lot of female soloists.
I see that. Tuesday, Sharon Shannon, Louise Mulcahy and Zoe Conway and stuff.
That's right. So Tuesday's composer is all female as well. No, there's some Mozart in there.
No, I see.
Female performers.
I see. That old Jacobo is in there. So
yes.
Not all. Yeah. But that's Tuesday. And then, but Friday is all the female composers. It's going to be great. Congratulations.
I hope
on that.
It's a beautiful piece. I think people will really like it.
We better explain as well. It's National Concert Hall Live, 7:30 start, live streamed on the National Symphony Orchestra's YouTube channel. And it's live here on RT Lyric FM with the great Paul Harriott, which is great. Listen, have a great time.
Keep up the flute lessons, Marty. Keep
up. You know, sometimes I realise there are some things I just can't do.
You did, though. You did the first time. You're a natural.
Yeah, the first time out. Katrina, thank you for joining
us.
Thank you for having me. As, I have to use the title now again before we finish, Flute Section Leader of the National Symphony Orchestra.
Absolutely.
That must be an extra few, Bob. I hope it is.